Casey, first, your reaction when you get that final out against Baylor.
I definitely think I really can't remember anymore, but I think I jumped up and down and like threw everything everywhere. I was just so excited because bases were loaded and I really did not want to walk the girl. So I was praying that Nicole was going to get the ball and she did.
Yeah, I mean, going to that inning, I mean, the bases are loaded. This is your first year at the college level. You're going up against a ranked team. I mean, how did you come out on top today?
It was just having confidence in myself the whole time. Like, everyone knows how to hit a ball, everyone knows how to field the ball. So it was just kind of having the confidence in order to pitch where I want to and not let them get in my head instead of having me try and mess with them.
And then also to have 10 strikeouts. What was going right for you in terms of the pitches?
My screwball was definitely the pitch that was working today, and the umpire was calling it for me. He at the end he did stop calling it a little bit though, which I definitely put some emotion into it to get the last couple outs, but he loved calling the screwball on the outside and then just jamming them on the inside with the curve ball since I think over half of their lineup was lefty.
And then, can you talk about what it meant to get that early run in terms of helping you gain confidence as the game went on?
It definitely allowed me to just believe in myself just to spin the ball more, but getting that first run I think just gave the team more energy and it just allowed us to go out with like a fire in us under to get the last couple outs of the game.
And then finally, you've now shut out Georgia Tech, South Florida, and now a ranked Baylor. I mean, how do you keep this momentum going the rest of the season as a pitcher?
I just have to keep hitting my spots and the strikeouts and the wins will come because if I don't and I throw it right down the middle, they're just going to hit it out like a couple of times have happened this year. So I just have to keep hitting my spots and doing what I know how to do, basically.
And actually, one final question. Y'all beat Cal State Fullerton last night, lose the earlier game. Obviously, want to try to win every game, but what is the team's mindset, the mood right now, where you have a couple of huge wins, a disappointing loss, as you move forward this weekend?
We just know that there's always stuff we can work on to get better, and we just have to keep the same energy throughout every game that we play. So in the last game, we had a lot of energy, and I think the first game we were kind of still waking up. So we just have to try and keep the same focus throughout all of our games this year.
All right, thank you, and congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Coach, how similar was this to 2018 when you lose that first game and then come back and beat a ranked team?
Yeah, I think softball is very unique in a sense of we didn't have too much time to dwell on Weber, even though I definitely had some thoughts throughout the game about that first game. But you know, in our sport, I feel like preseason you're working on things, anything can happen. And you know, I think for us, like we played a really sharp game, but you know, it's anyone's game. You have no idea what's going to happen when you show up to the field that day. And I thought, you know, I had some you know, odd feelings in that first game. It wasn't feeling great. I felt like we couldn't string anything together, and you can't leave a team hanging around. And, you know, they obviously came back and we weren't able to execute. So I think just the response and the bounce back, I was most impressed with. You know, it's very easy to, you know, feel bad about game one and go into game two against a ranked opponent and drop it. But they were pretty focused on what they needed to do today. But yeah, I mean, I never compare. I feel like every season is different, every team is different. And, you know, it just feels good that we're playing some good softball right now and able to get some wins out here.
And then to put the ball in play against a ranked team, I mean, how did you feel about the team's approach at the plate in the second game?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first game, I think we had like eight hits or seven hits or whatever it was. We just couldn't string anything together. I actually thought we did a pretty good job. T led off with a single. We moved her around. She eventually scored. Kate Coker led off with a single. We moved her around, eventually scored. And I mean, honestly, in fast pitch softball, if you have a pitcher that's dealing, you need one run. You know, that second run was just a bonus for us. And obviously, it gave us a little bit of separation in case Casey gave up the long ball. But, you know, I think for us, it's just a matter of like, we got to do a better job of we're getting people on no outs of executing and moving and generating something. So, you know, I was impressed with that the second game because I was kind of disappointed in that in the first game. So, it was a good bounce back. I mean, to me, Baylor's a great team. That's a great program. And that was evident. I think they double stole on us in the second inning. And I was like, oh God, here we go. You know, but we were able to kind of like take a breath, slow it down and do our thing.
And then you did mention the fear of Casey giving up a long ball. I mean, when you're only up two and the seventh, I mean, what's going through your mind during that time? Are you just like, I got to let ride with her at this point?
You know, I think for me, I always have a thought in the back of my mind, like, you know, change something before the damage happens. And I certainly had that thought process. But, you know, you're looking at a freshman who's coming in, has 10 Ks. She shut down Baylor. She got a line drive back to the hand. She stayed in the game. You know, to me, it was almost like if I was going to try to take the ball, I think she would have held it and not given it to me. So, you know, it's one of those pieces where let's see what she's made of. You know, she's fiery. She can compete. You know, preseason is difficult. I think she's gotten beat up a little bit here and there, but she's also proven to be stellar. You know, so I think that there's a lot of growth in her, and I think the best is yet to come. So for me, it was a moment that, you know what, she earned the right to be in that last inning and kind of finish this game and see it through. And, you know, I think when you're young, that's the best thing you can do, because lessons are only usually taught the hard way.
And then can you just talk about the defense? I know there was a disappointing error in that first game, but then each at bat is huge against a ranked Baylor, and no errors in that second game.
Yeah, I think we did what we needed to do. I actually thought Taisha played a really great game in left field. She had some tough balls. You know, the wind was pumping in today. So, you know, I think making a read on some of those balls that were in the air, but we just kept it simple. And I feel like that's what we need to do. I mean, we're an offensive team, and that means we're offense on defense. Like, you got to attack the ball. You got to make plays. I think if we're going hard rather than sitting back, we're a lot better. So I think in that first game, we got on our heels a little bit, got defensive. And unfortunately, that's the reality of what happened. You know, I think for us, when we're aggressive and we're attacking, we're going to get, you know, we're a lot better, you know, moving through the ball and actually making plays and making things happen. But these pitchers know they need their defense behind them, and the defense knows they have to show up for their pitchers. So, they got to get on the same page more and more. And I think we're trying to figure that out.
And then, talking about generating runs, today, LK and Kayla not necessarily having it at the plate, but you get some run. I mean, Caitlin getting on base, Taisha getting on base, and then Larnett getting the sack fly and so forth. I mean, are you hoping that this kind of generates more confidence toward the bottom of the lineup that they're able to help in a big win like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's you know, you never know what you're going to have showing up to the field, right? And it's going to be your day or it's not going to be your day. But you need other people to step up. We can't just rely on one and two to carry us kind of through. And LK and Kayla are obviously two phenomenal hitters. And I think Coker's starting to kind of find her way and come around. But yeah, we got to do better than that. You know, Brooke's been obviously generating runs and driving people in just because she puts the ball in play. And I think we need to get more on that path of just like compete at the plate, have really good at bats. In the first game, I was really disappointed in some of our bats. You know, you go against Baylor, who's number 12 in the country. We have no strikeouts. You know, and you look at the first game where we have, you know, seven hits or eight hits or whatever it was, and we had multiple strikeouts, you know, so it's the game, every single game is so unique and so different. And I feel like we got to do a better job of focusing on every single pitch, every single at bat, and kind of be in that moment versus looking too far ahead. I think we got in our own way in that first game a little bit. And the second game, I think we just relied on what we can do and put the ball in play and make things happen. But, you know, I think for us, preseason is a test, and you're going to play really great people, and you're going to have a lot of chances and opportunities. It's just what you do with them. So, you know, I think for us, it's just this final weekend of just fine tuning and trying to see like, who are we when we come back to the Northeast? You know, mistakes are going to happen, but how do we respond to them? And I thought today was a good response. And, you know, Kayla obviously had a tough ball, but Kayla is one of the best players in our program. I mean, she's incredible. So for us, it's, you know, Kay just needs to get her glove back right and kind of get back to work on the field, and we're going to be fine.
And then, finally, didn't really get to talk last night, but can you talk about Allie B, her pitching performance against Cal State, and then having a really good one against Weber State as well?
Yeah, I mean, AB right now is feeling it. I think she's locating, she's hitting her spots. And, you know, I think for her, the one thing that's really great is it's tough to get behind her. You know, I don't think anyone's really like cutting her ball in half and hitting the ball hard. Like, she's letting, you know, singles go up the middle here and there. But other than that, I mean, our defense has to step up and make plays, because one, she's getting strikeouts with her changeup, but two, she's also finding a way just to execute, to get some really soft and weak outs. She's a phenomenal fielder, which helps because I think a lot gets fed back to her, and she does a great job of kind of being a vacuum and cleaning all the stuff up that's in front of the plate. So that's also been helpful. But yeah, I'm really impressed with AB right now. Obviously really impressed with Casey. And I think, you know, obviously if the weather holds off, there's some rain in the forecast, you know, getting Lizzie back on that streak tomorrow of joining the three of them. So, I mean, it's a really tough trio to beat. And I think that they've all stepped up in different moments in different ways.
And then finally, we've kind of been talking about the offense. You had 10 runs yesterday, 3 runs today. I mean, how do you get on track on a consistent basis?
Yeah, I mean, every pitcher is different. You're going to be able to generate different things. I think when our pitching is, you know, shutting people out and holding people off the base pass, 1 or 2 runs can do it. But you know me, the more the merrier. I like that separation. I like feeling a little bit more confident to be able to execute and throw some pitches that maybe we wouldn't throw. I felt like in that last inning there with Casey, you know, the pitch calling becomes a little bit more defensive. You know, when you know that something can't go through or they can't hit a gap or they can't hit one through, you know, so I think for us, it was, you know, I think looking at the offense from a perspective of like, they need to chip away and just compete, right? I'm not asking them to get a hit every single time they get up. I'm asking them to have a really competitive at bat. And that means staying within themselves, swing at pitches in the zone, putting the ball in play. That's always been our game, right? And if we're chasing pitches off the plate and a pitcher doesn't have to execute her best stuff, then we're handing the game over to them, or we're giving them the upper hand, and we can't do that. So, you know, I think for our offense, it's just a matter of like, everyone's going to be a different spot. Everyone's going to have good days, bad days, whatever, but finding that more consistent level of like, how do we compete? How do we compete together?
And then actually one more talking about competing. I mean, you have some really big wins this year against Power Five schools and now a ranked opponent this year, and then beating Cal State Fullerton last night. I mean, how special do you think this team really can be this year?
You know, you never know. You know, I feel like for them, it's, you obviously can see moments of brilliance. You can see, you know, that Casey, you know, is going to be something really special, that AB's onto something right now, that the top of our lineup is stellar. You know, you see all these things and, you know, you just hope that they put it together. Softball's a lot about timing. You know, we have some really talented kids, but can they put it together at the right time? And, you know, I thought our team was phenomenal last year. And unfortunately, in the end, we just didn't put it together at the right time. So, you know, I think for us, you never know what's going to happen. And we're just trying to play one day at a time and get ourselves to a position where we feel like, hey, we're a really good team. You know, a lot of the things that we need to work on, we've cleaned up. And that's the idea, to be playing our best softball in May. So, you know, you know me, I'm never satisfied. And you know, you can beat a team like Baylor, and I'm always going to have something to say at the end of it. So, you know, we still get stuff to work on.
All right. Thank you, Coach, and congrats.
Thank you, Scotty. Appreciate it.